Maybe she would sell the house. Too many unhappy things had happened here. The good memories had been pushed out by the bad. Making a fresh start sounded like a smart thing to do. She wanted to feel anonymous. She didn't want to turn on the news and see her own home fill the screen. She wanted to be nobody, wanted no one to need anything from her, and she wished very much she had someone to understand those needs in her. Out on the street, a car pulled up in front of the police cruiser, and the driver climbed out. Kovac. Carrie opened the door before he was halfway up the sidewalk. "This is a surprise," she said. "I figured you would have been catching up on your sleep." He shrugged it off as he came inside.
"Nah, sleep is highly overrated, and I would have figured you would be staying someplace else."
"Kate and John offered, but I just didn't want to be with people," she said. "Turns out I don't want to be alone either, and I didn't want to drag Lucy to a hotel." Kovac scrutinized her appearance from head to toe. Messy hair, battered face, a t-shirt and red plaid flannel pajama bottoms. She felt like a grubby-faced waif.
"You've certainly seen me in my finest moments, detective," she said dryly.
"Have you eaten anything?" he asked, and answered himself, "No, of course not. Why would you eat anything? You'd only get blown over by a stiff wind. I brought food."
He held up a bakery bag, then set it aside on the hall table so he could take his coat off. "What is it?"
"Donuts," he said, with that crooked fraction of a smile. "What else would a cop bring?"
"You're perpetuating the stereotype," Carrie said, finding a smile of her own, chuckling a little.
"Somebody has to uphold tradition. You got coffee?" he asked, heading for the kitchen.
"You know where it is." Carrie followed him down the hall, bringing the bag of donuts. She watched him find everything he needed to make a pot of coffee. As the machine began to gurgle and spit, he turned around to face her. He looked different in jeans and a sweater. Younger, she thought. Less like he had the weight of the world on his shoulders.
"So, Bobby Haas, huh?" she said.
"Yeah, Bobby Haas."
Carrie shook her head. "Who would ever look at that boy and believe he could do the things he did to Marlene Haas and those children? It's like something out of a horror movie. That he would even have those thoughts in his head makes me feel sick."
"What can you say?" Kovac shrugged. "Some of them just don't hatch right."
"Do you believe that? That evil is born, not made?"
"Honey, I've seen the worst things humans can do to one another," he said. "Bobby Haas didn't rape and torture and mutilate his victims because he wet his pants when he was 12. He had those thoughts brewing in his head for a long time. He had that fantasy honed like a knife by the time he acted it out."
"And he almost got away with it," Carrie murmured. "You know, if Dahl had gone to trial, he would have been convicted."
"Did you think he did it?"
Kovac asked.
"Dahl?"
"I should decline to answer that," she said. "But yes. Yes, I did. Everyone did."
"Yet you seem to bend over backward to cut the defense a break. Why?"
"Because what if he was innocent?" she said. "And as it turned out, he was."
"I couldn't have your job," Kovac said. "I couldn't do it. I couldn't be impartial."
"And that's why you're a cop, and I'm not."
He poured them each a mug of coffee.
Carrie reached into a cupboard, pulled out a plate, and arranged the donuts. The domesticity of what they were doing gave her comfort in some way, a simple, everyday kind of routine.
"Where's Lucy?" Kovac asked.
"Asleep in the family room. Let's go back. I don't want her to wake up and not have me there."
"How's she doing with all this?"
Kovac lowered his voice as they went into the room. Lucy hadn't moved, nor had her thumb. "Her whole world is turned upside down, and there's nothing I can do about it." Carrie closed her eyes and put a hand across her mouth, trying to hold back tears that wanted to drown her. She had done a fair job of keeping herself together when Lucy had been awake and watching her. But her defenses were down,
She was exhausted and overwhelmed.